Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Welcome to another edition of Meet the People. Really looking forward to this one. And today we're going to talk to Courtney File, who's a corporate recruiter within Atlas Copco. So Courtney's job is to bring people into our company. And we'd love to hear your thoughts, Courtney, on what brought you into the company. So for the first time, Courtney, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Paul. So I guess I'll dive into a little bit of my background and then kind of what brought me over. So I started with Ohio State University. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, started majoring in biochem pre-med, quickly switched over to hospitality management, decided medical school was not for me. And that's kind of where I started as a front desk supervisor at a DoubleTree hotel in Columbus. It was kind of an interesting, that's when I switched to hospitality management as well. It's like, maybe this hotel thing is for me. But then I was quickly recruited by one of my favorite guests to come over to this company called Mettler Toledo. I don't know if you're familiar with them at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. Know them well.
Yeah. Perfect. So started with a brand new customer facing role there. Loved my job there, but decided to move to North Carolina because of the weather. Let's be honest, Ohio is kind of bleak. So moved down here, started working for a company called Biotage, which is also lab equipment. And Linda Langball was actually my HR director there. She kind of started having me help with phone screens and some light recruiting functions in addition to my sales position, and then kind of fell in love with the recruiting. And when Linda came over to Atlas Copco and was recruited, she mentioned that there was an opening on our team, and I applied and, you know, kind of came on over. It was the best decision I've ever made, I think.
Okay. Well, that's certainly nice to hear and a nice compliment. Yeah. So, I mean, how would you talked a little bit about, you know, how you got here. If you were describing Atlas Copco to a friend, colleague, coworker from a sort of cultural point of view, mm-hmm. how would you sum up and describe Atlas Copco?
Yeah. And I definitely have to do this on a regular basis with, you know, the candidates that I interview. That's one of the main questions I usually get is, hey, how would you describe the culture here? So I definitely would say the first thing is collaborative. I do feel like we have a very collaborative culture, especially compared to some of my previous companies that I've worked for. You know, I can message anyone, you know, on the finance team or over in Belgium or the Czech Republic or Brno, one of those. And they're definitely, you know, more than willing to help me or get me to the person I need to get to. Same with my team. I honestly feel like, you know, we're all acting as kind of one. It's not siloed, which I really love. I've been at some companies that there's definitely silos. And while I do feel like we probably have a little bit of room for improvement in some instances, I feel like we do a really good job and everyone kind of working together to get the job done.
I like a very good, as you say, we definitely are collaborative, always room for improvement, as you say. So what would you, that's the culture. What would be your bit of advice if you could go back in time, give yourself some advice when you were starting, or perhaps someone who is starting with us in the next week or month, given this culture that you described, what would your best advice be to them?
Yeah, I definitely think getting to know the different departments, you know, going back to the silo, not just getting to know your own team, but really reaching out and kind of figuring out other people and what they do within the company. With my job, it's very unique in that I speak to almost everyone, all the hiring managers, which is really great because I love to, you know, figure out the different business units and different departments and what each function does. But, you know, a lot of roles aren't like that. It's very, you know, service coordinators work with service coordinators, technicians, and service managers. So I would really recommend, you know, hey, Linda had me shadow with a technician when I came on. So I know managers are very willing to put people into training and then have them shadow. So that's what I would recommend is shadowing other roles that maybe you're interested in moving into or just interested in learning a little bit more about.
Yeah, the mantra in Atlas Copco is very much that you're in charge of your own career. So as you say, the organization is perhaps more here to to support you in a way and that than drive you, which is a bit different to some other organizations.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. A lot. Another question I get during my phone screens is, where is my room, you know, for growth? And I always say, well, the culture here is that, you know, your career is definitely in your own hands. We're willing to work with you. Your manager's willing to work with you, but you have to tell them, hey, this is what I'm interested in. This is where I'd like to be developed. We're definitely not going to handhold you, but the opportunity for growth is there all the time.
Mm. And talking about personal growth, you know, just as we were chatting before we started the podcast, you know, we were joking about how's things. We both said, yeah, very busy. How's you? Yeah, crazy busy, that sort of thing. And of course, the nature of the corporate world, work in general, just means that, of course, you're always going to be busy. It's a given. So how do you make time to continue to learn and develop personally? Because I guess in recruiting, new channels, new ways, new methods, it's so quickly moving that you've got to keep on top of things. So how do you manage that, your own personal learning and getting the job done?
Cecilia will send us the HR network. She'll send some HR playlists that we can access in Learning Link, which is really helpful. It either gives us a link to something in LinkedIn. We can also, you know, review some different updates that are happening in HR Link. I definitely make sure to block like an hour of my time, maybe the following week, to review, you know, a playlist, whether it's a LinkedIn learning, whether it's something that's in Learning Link, or whether it's just, you know, new HR Link updates for my function. So I, you know, it's really just blocking time and actually sticking to it and not checking your emails, just minimizing everything, putting yourself on Do Not Disturb on Teams. So that's how I've kind of learned to do it. Linda also, my boss, will send me different things. So I do a lot of work with expats and getting them visas. So anything new that comes up in that space, she'll send me webinars and things to join as well. Also pretty heavily involved with diversity recruiting. I'm working to do 30%, you know, be 30% female by 2030.
Courtney, a question that we always ask, and always a tough question for most, but looking at your journey so far, what would you say you're most proud of?
So I think what I'm most proud of is the fact that, I mean, honestly, going back a little bit and kind of how all over the place my career has been since college, really finding a career that I love and I'm passionate about. It's not necessarily what I thought I'd be doing when I went in, you know, to school or after I graduated. But I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. So I'm really proud to work for this company. I tell everyone in my network and all of my friends, you know, I love waking up and going to work every day. And honestly, my team is the best team I've ever worked with. I feel like we're really close. You know, we know about each other's lives and personal lives, and we're really pulling for each other to succeed and work as one team.
I think, Courtney, you summed it up there a little bit. We talk a lot in these podcasts about the journey, getting to here today, the culture. But then just as we finish, we like to look forward a little bit. And I think you covered it somewhat in your last answer. But if you look ahead, you know, what are you most looking forward to over the coming years from your own point of view?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know this. We acquire new companies pretty frequently. So I feel like there's endless opportunities for, you know, where I see my career going. We're just, you know, acquiring new companies in different locations with different functionalities and, you know, different product lines. So I think it's really awesome to see that because I just kind of every time we acquire a new company, I'm like, where is it located? Maybe I could move there. Maybe I could get a new job there. And things like that. I really think the group is doing a good job. I love our company updates. But I mean, just focusing on some current things with employer branding, I'm working on an Instagram takeover, which I'm really excited about. I think that that's going to open some doors. You know, I think that the group is really taking a serious look at how employees can help brand Atlas Copco. So I'm really excited to see kind of what the next opportunities for that will be. And I love watching all like employees worldwide kind of posting their stories, which is really neat.
No, absolutely. I've been watching that one too. Very nice. So, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for being the star of our podcast. I very much look forward to seeing you on the Instagram takeover too. Maybe I can get that small cameo part we discussed at some point.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But thanks for all you do. Super interview today. Love the passion. Love the way you spoke about the company. If there's anything, of course, we can do for you, as you mentioned, the whole company supports each other. It's a fantastic culture. So, Courtney, thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.